Remember to stay tuned for information on how to win our Royals Fan Fest giveaway. We'll be adding one more name to our list of potential winners. That will bring the list to four, and then those four will have a 25% chance of getting chosen when I make the drawing. Probably between the first hour and the second hour is when I'll do the drawing. Or maybe it won't be a drawing and I'll just pick a name, because I'm in charge. I was anointed president of the Royals Fan Fest giveaway today. A note about the inauguration, by the way, and I can't imagine that anyone is tired of politics at this point. I enjoyed watching a lot of the inauguration stuff today with absolutely none of that attributed to who was being sworn in as president and vice president. I just really enjoy watching that stuff because it is so unique to our country and the peaceful transfer of power. There are clearly a lot of people very upset with what happened, but I think that you have to look at it from the grass is greener kind of viewpoints. And you know, how many countries do not get to have a peaceful transfer of power like this? When you keep that in mind, maybe it's a little bit more bearable for you if you disagreed with how things went in this election process. But at least we can start to turn the page on that and move forward now. But I enjoyed watching CNN for about 2 hours today.
Donald Trump, now the only president to receive a Stone Cold Stunner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At WrestleMania.
If you could have, if you now could go back in time and attend that WrestleMania, would you do that just for the purpose of seeing that happen?
No.
Or seeing him shave Vince's head or whatever he did that one time?
No. I mean, it was really a big waste of time.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Speaking of waste of time, the Patriots are playing this weekend. The AFC championship game is the Patriots hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, of course, knocked off the Chiefs last week at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm not particularly fond of either team, but I do not like the Patriots and everything there. We don't have to have Brady, you know, breaking down the door to the studio here, but I hope that the Steelers can go into Foxborough and get a win. I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, probably not. I think the Patriots have such an underrated defense. And that's where people don't realize how good
weak
the Patriots
in the secondary
are, because a little bit, but I mean, what did the Steelers do against the Chiefs? Hardly anything, but they still won with field goals. They can't do that same thing against the Patriots. The Patriots will blow them away if they can't score touchdowns. I was watching a rerun of First Take before I came in here.
I'm sorry.
And the debate was, it was between Max Kellerman and
Stephen A. Smith
about, can the Steelers score more than 20 points? Because Max Kellerman thinks the Steelers don't have any offense right now.
I mean, if you have Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, you've got a chance at just about anything, I think.
The Killer Bees.
And yeah, they played in Kansas City. I think that the Chiefs defense did what I expected. Every time, they allowed them to get to the red zone almost every drive, it seemed like. But then they did what they did all year. Marcus Peters, Eric Berry making big plays in the end zone when Big Ben was trying to get there. And the Patriots don't have that. I think Pittsburgh can score 20 points on the Patriots easily.
The Steelers scored 18 against a better defense than the Patriots. The Chiefs have a better defense than New England.
For the sake of the Super Bowl, I kind of want New England to win this game because I think it will be a better game.
Well, yeah. I mean, like it or not, the Patriots draw more eyeballs, and it's just more intrigue that way.
Like the Packers instead of the Falcons.
But if you're like me and you don't like the Patriots, do you support the Steelers even more than you would the Packers this weekend? I don't think there's a lot of Falcons fans here in Manhattan. There are quite a few Packers fans here.
Well, that's one fan base you just don't see everywhere like you would, like the Cowboys or
the Packers.
Packers everywhere. Yeah, especially with Nelson's Landing and Jordy Nelson being a part of the Packers. But with Atlanta, I'm not to get off on a different tangent here, but Atlanta doesn't have a Wildcat. The New England Patriots don't have a Wildcat. So that's where my rooting interest is.
Okay.
B.J. Finney with the Steelers.
That's true.
We got Jordy Nelson with the Green Bay Packers.
I'll give you that.
I talked to Dave about this earlier this morning about
the Patriots had Glenn Gronkowski very briefly.
Right. But not anymore.
Right.
Well, and then so I'm kind of the same way with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm wearing my gear right here. Le'Veon Bell is one of the best backs, and where did he come from? The school that I grew
Michigan
up rooting
State.
For, Michigan State University.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I can't root against the Steelers, but I'm also not a Patriot hater, so I won't be too upset if the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, yeah, it would be the easiest route would be Packers against Patriots, because then I think you've got the very very wide divide between those fan bases, and you're going to have basically, I would say, like 95% of the country pulling for the Packers, and the other 5% live in Boston.
Yeah, it's basically NFC North that aren't the Packers will be rooting against the Packers.
I deep down want the Atlanta Falcons to get to the Super Bowl.
How come?
Me too.
Because it's different.
It's the last season for the Georgia Dome, is it not? I believe it.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Before they'll
be done with
year.
Their new stadium yeah. like June or July this summer. Yeah.
Well, that would
Why
be
not?
Interesting. I don't know. Matt Ryan kind of has a little bit of Philip Rivers in him to me. That like it seems like he yells and screams all the time. If he ever throws an incomplete pass, he's mad at someone else, whether it's the refs or his receivers or something like that.
Well, there's hardly been one quarterback in the last gajillion years outside of Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady who have won a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco. And,
yeah.
I mean, does it get more boring than Joe Flacco?
Eli Manning. I would say Eli Manning,
well, I guess
maybe.
I forget about Eli, but he's a Giant, so who cares about the Giants?
When you were in New York, were you more of
I was there when they won their Super Bowl in
2012. Oh, wow.
When they beat the Patriots, and I swear to you, I was...
Did you get behind that team at all?
No, because I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
But I didn't really get in any team besides... got a little bit into the Rangers, New York Rangers.
Oh, okay.
But after they won the Super Bowl, the day of the parade, I have never seen so many drunk people on the streets as I did that day. It was so sloppy. The subway home was just ridiculous.
Well, I can't imagine that the subway in New York is ever not described as sloppy.
It's cleaner than you would imagine.
Are they?
Yeah. There's some pretty nice ones. They're starting to remodel all the trains and stuff or bring in new ones. Anyway,
all right.
I'm just saying I think in a way it's pretty cool. We still get the same guys in there that we know that can perform in the postseason and make some pretty good games. I mean, three of these four quarterbacks have done this before. This isn't their first dance. I mean, Atlanta Falcons as of right now is the most fascinating story of the postseason because they are they're the highest ranked NFC team still in this thing besides the Packers, who are the last place team basically in the playoffs. And I mean, they haven't been in this spot for quite a while. I mean, it's been close to two decades since they've been to a Super Bowl.
Well, the Falcons would be the if they won the Super Bowl. I mean, they're the only team left that the Chiefs actually beat this year. And they did that at the Georgia Dome, which I think is pretty remarkable that they actually managed to win that game.
That was John Elway's last game, wasn't it, against the Falcons in a Super Bowl?
I'm not a Broncos fan, so
I'm pretty sure I'm right about that, but...
It might have been against the Falcons. I mean, the one thing that the Falcons don't have that the other teams that are still in it have is they don't have the prestige of their franchise as much. I mean, they've had some success, but they're not the Patriots, they're not the Packers, and they're certainly not the Steelers, who hold the NFL record for most postseason wins.
And I'll be quite real with you here. Since the Cowboys are out, I've lost a lot of interest in the playoffs.
I bet you have.
If I watch any playoffs this weekend, this Sunday, it's probably because I accidentally flipped over to it, and I'll watch it for a few minutes to get the score.
Do you have any nightmares this week about Mason Crosby?
No. And I'll tell you why. It's because the future of the Cowboys is probably the brightest out of any team in the NFL.
Yeah, it's that's a good point. There's no reason for a real meltdown in Big D. All right, time to get one more name registered for the Royals Fan Fest giveaway. The number is 537-1350-866-776-1350. This package includes four all-day FanFest passes for Friday, January 27th, and Saturday, January 28th. Also, hotel room in downtown KC. And $100 to Jack Stack Barbecue. We will take caller 5. Caller 5 will get this get entered to win this package that we'll be giving away in the second hour. We're going to head to our next break. Coming up next, what do Johnny Manziel, Ray Rice, and Vince Young have in common? I'll tell you, coming up next on The Game.